Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. Level 3 has begun. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates in a couple of moments. 21-15 right now for UCLA over Marquette. We pulled the trigger. We're on UCLA plus the points. You're getting 2.5 right now. I think this game's going to go over to 140.5. We're already at 36 points. There's 9 minutes left in the first half. I'd like to see more fouls, but the fouls will begin to happen. Both teams have 3 fouls right now. This game is, you know, basically a toss-up, and, you know, you're getting points in this game. Two very good basketball teams. You could argue Marquette are supposed to be better, might be better than UCLA, but whatever. We're getting points right now. You got a 6-point lead plus 2.5 total, 140.5. So the Philadelphia Eagles were trailing all night, similar to the Montreal Alouettes. And we'll get into the Grey Cup with our boy Mo Khan later on. But once again, the Grey Cup delivered. And similar score to tonight, right? 17-7. Should have known. I think about that synergy type of stuff. When you know what I mean? I'm like, man, and I said it when we started the show tonight. I'm like, 17-7. I'm like, man, Eagles down 17-7. That's what the score was in the Grey Cup last night at the half. An epic comeback by the Montreal Alouettes. Dramatic game. As better than anything that was like going on in the NFL. But it's the Grey Cup. The one thing I would suggest, though, with the Grey Cup is, and the CFL, they move their playoff games to Saturday, right? Normally they play Sunday all the time, and the championship game is on Sunday. Yet, it's not so much to avoid the NFL on Saturday, but it's just a better sort of party day and stuff. But Green Day played the halftime show, and, you know, rave reviews. Everybody in the stadium liked it. The Green Day kicked ass. The game was, like, super dramatic. You saw Chris Berman talking about it in his halftime report, Fast 3 Minutes in Sports tonight, as he always gives some love to the Grey Cup Championship game. Shout-out to everybody joining us on the Sports Grid Radio Networks on SiriusXM, Channel 159. I am Morency. We're back from Vegas. Shout-out to everybody that we met in Vegas and the regular listeners to the show, as we always meet so many of you whenever we're in Sin City. And a lot of people from San Diego as well. We'll welcome the San Diego market in a couple of moments. So, Philadelphia Eagles get it done tonight. And the Kansas City Chiefs could have, should have, probably really should have won the football game. Credit to the Philadelphia Eagles for doing what they did. You know, they were down. They came back. Yet, the Kansas City Chiefs dropped passes. Their arch nemesis this year. It's been a common pattern for them, and it rears, you know, it's only really a problem for them when they're not, you know what I mean, when they're not blowing the other team out, when they're not rolling the other team. And we've seen, like, their defense has carried this football team. You know, 21-14 game against the Miami Dolphins. Patrick Mahomes said, trust me, the offense will come alive. And honestly, if you're the Kansas City Chiefs and the worst problem that you have is that your offense sucks, that's a probably good problem to have, considering you got Patrick Mahomes. But as good as Mahomes is, and I said during the game, I said, the thing is, man, like, Kansas City, they're not great offensively, but Mahomes always finds a way to make that one play to keep that drive going, right? He'll scramble for it. He'll find a way to find somebody. Except he can't, as Giselle once stated, Tom can't throw it and catch it. I think she was a little bit over the top. I imagine, like, if she saw these Kansas City Chiefs wide receivers. But Mahomes can't do it all, right? I mean, he can throw the ball. He threw a perfect ball. Like, at first, when I saw the ball to Scantling, I thought, you know what? This might be a little bit overthrown. But really, Scantling is freaking fast, all right? This dude is one of the fastest wide receivers in the league. And Scantling gets open. That's his thing, right? Like, you know, that's always been his thing. Couple of big plays, you know, here or there. He's not really a consistent route runner or anything like that. He's more of like, just run straight down the field and we'll find you. They found him. That was their opportunity to win the game. Drop pass, right? We saw it like in the first game of the year. And, you know, it hasn't been a massive problem for them. But when you get into the playoffs and you're playing better teams, right, you're not always just like a 9-point favorite and stuff like that. Big win for Philadelphia, though. Philadelphia are like a college football team that, like, beat everybody, but they don't seem like, you don't really know how good they are because they don't seem to play in a great conference or, like, you know, seems like the last 2 years the Eagles' schedule has been kind of soft, and it has been. It's not like that it seems like it is. It has been soft. But the Eagles' schedule gets real right now. So they just passed their first test. That was a big test right there. Right, the Buffalo Bills schedule gets real. Like, the NFL as a whole, there's really, really going to be some really important and big-time teams playing each other over the next, like, all the way into the playoffs. Look at this is the Eagles schedule. We'll get to the Buffalo Bills schedule in a couple of minutes with our boy Mo Cobb. This is the Eagles schedule. Bills at Eagles, 49ers at Eagles, Eagles at Cowboys, Eagles at Seahawks. That's their next four games. It's not an easy run, or leading, you know, coming off a Chief game, actually. Not to mention, it's Thanksgiving. You got a holiday this week, Thanksgiving week. Big, big game against the Buffalo Bills. The Bills need to win a game. Let's roll. It's the Monday Night Meltdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Over. I see the fence, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustler, but everybody else in between. Joining us on the Sports Grid radio and television networks, including the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, the 50,000-watt juggernaut SoCal in the house. Let's do this thing, and shout out to everybody that we ran into and met that came up to us this weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Formula One race and at Circus Sports and at the D and at the Golden Gate. We were all over the place, including our crew at Dino's. Shout out to Dino's. Bar and Grill on Las Vegas Boulevard. But a great time. It was an epic weekend of racing. Forget about the stupid practice stuff. To put in context, there were 100,000 people a night, right? They basically sold 300,000 tickets, 100,000. You get a three-day pass. So, you know, they sold 100,000 tickets, essentially. There was less than 35,000 people at that practice. Like, going to the practice of the Formula One event is sort of like going to, like, day one of, like, a five-day Woodstock festival. It's like, all right, if you want to see the actual first opening band and nobody knows who the hell they are, and okay, you want to be, right? And I get it, there's hardcores, but forget about what happened on Thursday. They had their best race of the year from a tactical race-wise, and the spectacle was absolutely unbelievable on television. And people that were there, even though everybody paid a high ticket price to get in, people actually walked out of that place like in awe, like of, oh my God, what the hell did we just see? One of the greatest sporting spectacles ever put together. Great stuff from Las Vegas, Nevada. Great stuff if you're a Philadelphia Eagle fan tonight. And me as a Buffalo Bill fan, I kind of liked that Philadelphia won tonight. Not to mention that I bet on Philadelphia. I would have liked there to be more points in the game. But I kind of liked that Philadelphia won tonight because now they're coming in off a win. The Buffalo Bills coming off a win against the New York Jets. But like Dave Mustaine said, so far, so good, so what? The Buffalo Bills need to start beating some good football teams to make up for the games that they've already lost. This is Sports Rage. Let's roll.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. We're kicking it to Monday Night Meltdown as we recover from Las Vegas, Nevada, an epic time at the Formula One race. And it really was just a crazy, crazy, crazy spectacle. But the actual race itself was just lit. Like the drama of the back and forth and the Checo fans, the Sergio Perez fans from Mexico that were like out in full force, man. Like, basically, the crowd was, like, I don't know, like, 60% Mexican. I'm not exaggerating. Like, it was like, that much Mexican and a ton of, like, tens of thousands of Brits. Like, I'd never met so many British people in my life, right? As it's like being at a Who concert in London or something. Like, everyone in line was England, England, England. They love that stuff. But Mexico, man, they love Sergio Perez, man. Like, they love Formula One and stuff. Great, great time. And now next up in Vegas. So shout out to Derek Stevens for hosting us at the Circa Stadium Swim and the Circa Sportsbook on Fremont. Vegas's premier and America's premier sportsbook. Unbelievable experience, that stadium swim, if you've never been there before. And the pool is heated as well in the off season, 80 degrees at all times. So they got the deck going during the games. And Circa Sportsbook is just unbelievable. And then we were over at the D, which is a really fun spot on Fremont Street. We did the shows there Thursday and Friday. So just for the record, for everybody in Vegas, our next round of live shows, although for the most part we're going to be in the media zones, but I think we'll try to get out one night and do a public show. Super Bowl, which is right around the corner, and we'll be at the Rose Bowl as well. We've got a lot of stuff going on. So let's bring in Mo Khan right now. As the Philadelphia Eagles got a lot of stuff going on. It's always big when you can beat a team that's your nemesis and or beat you in a championship game, because you could face them again, Mo. Like, if you're Philadelphia and you lost this game, and then you play the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl again, and that storyline is so daunting. While you lost twice in the last 12 months to this same team, right? What's going to be different this time? That takes the pressure off them a little bit. Even though we credit Philadelphia for the win, Let's be real. Valdes-Scantling should have caught that pass. I never like blaming one play. Well, I'm not blaming him per se for the loss, but that's a ball that should have been caught for a touchdown, and the Chiefs would have won the game.
Yeah, Gabe, well, there's two narratives to this football game. One, if the Eagles had lost, that would have opened the door for the Lions, Niners, and others to catch up to the Eagles, right? You mentioned at the top of the hour, the Eagles' schedule being very brutal for them moving towards the end of the season. Number two, when you think about the Chiefs right now, Gabe, and I thought about it recently, this is a team that has not really invested in a high-end draft pick on a receiver. I think Sky Moore was the highest pick. They acquired Kadarius Toney through trade, which wasn't a naturalized draft pick for them. And you saw today they were just not in sync. The telepathy with Mahomes not having that ability to connect with his receiving core hurt them. And, you know, Travis Kelce, you can't rely on him all the time. You know, he's 34 years old. He's going to be 35 next year. And there's a lot of question marks about this Chiefs offensive line too, which you and I conversed about back in August, saying can they protect Mahomes? And today, the Eagles, right, it wasn't big plays until the fourth quarter, but they kept with their game plan. They went body blow after body blow, and they pressured Mahomes. They got him off his comfort point and made him look uncomfortable at times. And quite frankly, I think that front seven for Philadelphia is the reason why the Philadelphia Eagles came with a victory over the Chiefs at Arrowhead today.
Yeah, Kansas City's been getting by not scoring a lot of points, but their defense has been able to step up, but they ran into a team whose defense is as good as theirs and was able to get to Mahomes. And let's be real as well tonight. I brought it up earlier as far as Byard being brought in specifically to defend Travis Kelce, and he ended up getting burnt on the touchdown. He got lost on the Watson touchdown. The Kelce touchdown is whatever. What the hell do you want anyone to do when you're that close and Kelce's there? I mean, that was undefendable. But as a whole, they did a good job of taking Kelce out of the game for the most part. And I would say, Mo, Kelce kind of took himself out of the game. He had some drops. You could just see that wasn't Kelce tonight, right? The fumble, drops, it wasn't. We can talk about the Eagles' performance on him, but he was not himself tonight. He had soft, like, his hands, man. Like, he's normally much better than he was tonight. Let's be real.
Yeah,
he'd be the first to admit it.
He might have been Rio de Janeiro mentally, right? Thinking about Taylor Swift and the game itself against the Eagles. But the weather didn't help either.
Not even kidding aside, whatever. Like,
yeah. Right.
They are pretty clearly, you know, in love or whatever, bro. If you're flying around the world to meet someone for a weekend, that's real. So, yeah, like Taylor Swift, a fan of hers, died yesterday. And Taylor Swift was pretty distraught about it, like, for real. She was supposed to go to the game. It would have been a bad look for her to show up to the game and just party in a box, you know, a day after one of her fans died, especially the Swifties, right? They all stick together. But I sort of made not a joke about, but I said, you know, I said before the game, so I said, you know, this guy's going to be distracted tonight. I bet you he's not himself. I still bet on the score a touchdown tonight, but, you know, obviously it was the pressure getting to Mahomes, but who can beat him in the AFC? Philadelphia is an NFC team. Who can knock off the Chiefs in the AFC? Who can do what they did? Baltimore?
Look, I'm not going to discount the Chiefs, Gabe. They're still the team to beat. I'm not throwing them off the ship here and saying they're all done. No, they are this team to beat, right? Their path might be a little bit more difficult because it might be catched up to them, the lack of talent that they have, the skill positions. And, you know, their defense is great. I mean, they held that Eagle offense in check for pretty much the entire game up until the final 5 minutes of that football game when the Eagles finally scored a touchdown. But when you look at Mahomes, you're not going to – which quarterback in January are you taking on Mahomes? Trevor Lawrence? Probably not. Lamar Jackson? Can he stay healthy? Josh Allen? We don't know, right? I mean, he looked good against the Jets for a bit. And, you know, there's not a quarterback that I'm taking over Mahomes today. And guess who they have next? The Raiders. So they'll go back on the swing of things here.
Yeah.
They'll play the Raiders. They'll play the Broncos. They'll play the Chargers again. They'll get back in the swing of things here, Gabe. But my question – Yes.
Don't you think, I was going to say, don't you think, though, to me, Kansas City would be super hard to beat no matter who it is going in there. Like, if they get the one seed, it, you know, it turns into a two-game deal for them, right? They got to win two games to get to the Super Bowl. Their defense can manage this. The other team will choke or, you know, stuff will happen, etc. But looking right now, so Miami are 7-3. Baltimore are 8-3. Jacksonville are 7-3. Kansas City, you're 7-3. I would say that Baltimore, when you look at that division that they're in, Burrow is out. Obviously, Pittsburgh's got problems. I mean, Pittsburgh are 6-4, and Najee Harris is like losing it, saying we suck. I like his honesty, saying, yeah, we're not as good as our record is, trust me. Like, he went all, like, off. Cleveland just keep finding a way. But where I'm going with this is, looks like, look, right now Baltimore are in control to potentially get home field advantage in the AFC. I think home field would mean a lot this year in the playoffs, Mo, because all these teams are so evenly matched. I think the home field could make a difference in the playoffs.
For this weekend, they are. But remember, they have their injuries too, right? Marlon Humphrey's not healthy. Ronnie Stanley's not healthy.
Mark Andrews is out.
Yeah, Mark Andrews is out for pretty much the entire year. They might get him back, perhaps, for the playoff run. So, and let's not forget, Gabe, right? In the last 2 years, Lamar Jackson has gotten hurt late in the season. And so, could he stay healthy, right? I mean, Odell Beckham, I mean, he's not explosive as he once was, but when they played the Bengals last week on Thursday Night Football, the game was a wrap when Burrow went down. The Bengals lost everything in that football game in their season as well. So I just think Baltimore, yes, for now, are going to be your favorites. But I'm not discounting the Chiefs, because if they get that O-line situation solved, they will be more dynamic than...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What they are, as they were displaying the last few weeks. And look, for Andy Reid, this is his first like rare loss coming off a bye week game. So a lot of things went against them, but I think they'll get it sorted out before it's all said and done.
I think an X factor that we haven't talked about is the Buffalo Bills. Yet it has to start. It has to start at some point. And yesterday was the first step, but if the Bills are able to beat the Eagles and the Chiefs, then suddenly people are going to be scared as hell of the Buffalo Bills.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. 35-30 at the half right now. The UCLA Bruins lead Marquette. We're on UCLA plus the points. And I took an in-game over 140.5 for the record. The in-game total right now is 139.5 at the half. Marquette are listed as 1.5-point favorites. 35-30 UCLA right now. The Vancouver Canucks are up 3-1 on the San Jose Sharks with under 7 minutes remaining in Vancouver. Very spirited game, man. The Canucks were massive favorites, like minus 440 or whatever, minus 430 at close. And the Sharks have been competing all night, but it is 3-1 now for Vancouver. It's been a pretty physical game. We've also got the Seattle Kraken leading the Calgary Flames at 3-2. If you were with us earlier, we gave you the Houston Rockets plus the points tonight against the Golden State Warriors. And I said, maybe we can backdoor this. They were trailing like all night, man. They were down by like 10 and 12 for the most part all night. They end up backdooring it. We lose 121 to 116 Houston, but we were getting seven points. Yeah, and even seven. And we lose by five. That's nice. We'll take it. Mo Khan, TSN statistician, play-by-play man, former college wide receiver, and more, kicking it with us right now. So, Mo, there was more than just the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, but it's starting to get real right now in the football world with both college football, obviously rivalry week, but the NFL as well. These games are starting to matter, and the Detroit Lions are making people very excited right now. And the Detroit Lions, I mean, remember in how many times have we heard over the years, why are the Lions even on TV on Thanksgiving? People have wanted to take away this privilege that they've had of being on Thanksgiving because they're always terrible, right? And nobody wants to watch the Detroit Lions play ever, but it's a little bit different now that they're 8-2. The party has begun. They came back and they won the football game against the Bears. Yet the Green Bay Packers, man, aren't just going to roll over for these guys on Thanksgiving. The Packers haven't had the best season, but they have been competitive. It's going to be should be an interesting football game. You know, it would be better if the Packers' record was better, but I think the Packers bring it. We're going to have a competitive game Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, I think it's a tricky game for them. I mean, you think about what the Bears did. I mean, it wasn't anything exotic against the Lions on Sunday. I mean, even with the 2-score lead late in the football game and Jared Goff came back. But you look at the Lions right now, Gabe, and what they do very well, running the football. Right, Montgomery has been that guy for them when he's healthy. And that's been the difference for them and why they've been so much more dynamic in offense because of Montgomery and having Jahmyr Gibbs and having the plethora of receivers to work with. But, you know, at some point now with this game against the Packers and Gabe, all eyes will be on them because you mentioned it right now, right? Every year people ask, why are the Lions on Thanksgiving, right? Now it's for them to justify the reasoning why they are that opening act on Thanksgiving. Can they smash the Packers at home to send that warning shot? Because after this game, they'll have a 10-day layoff before the next matchup. And for Jared Goff, this is a big referendum on him too, because he's looking for that next big payday down the road. And if he continues to put these wins together, and since last year, Gabe, the Lions have a 16-4 record, which I think is second best in the NFL behind San Fran and one other team. I forget who the other one is. So they have played great football in the last 20 games, but now can they carry it over to the final 6 weeks of the regular season? And it'll be because of Montgomery and how Jared Goff keeps his offense humming along with what he's done so far this season.
They're a fun football team, the Detroit Lions. I like the edge that they play with, the belief that they have in each other. You've got a lot of good young players on the team, character guys, and you also have sort of a cast of players that other teams didn't want. Jared Goff, an example, Montgomery, I can go on. They're just sort of, you know, Dan Campbell, he's a rah-rah guy, but he's been criticized, but you're right as far as Jared Goff. I mean, Jared Goff over the last year and a half has played elite football, top five QB in the NFL football. I mean, man, look, a guy went like 335 passes or whatever the hell it was without an interception. Then he threw the two or whatever right away. But, you know, I see this. This is crazy. For the first time ever, the Jags, Browns, and Lions are all 7-3 through 10 games.
It's wild. It's
That's
wild.
All you need to know. And look, suddenly the Texans are winning. The Texans suddenly are, like, in the playoffs.
And it's Monday Night Football. Jacksonville, Houston's Monday Night Football next week, I believe. So that's a great game next week to have.
You know, it really is. This Houston development, man, just came out of nowhere and has exploded to keep the momentum going. We actually took the points in the game with the Arizona Cardinals. We took the points. They covered, but another big win. And don't look now, man, but the Denver Broncos actually have the longest win streak going on in the AFC right now with a 4-game win streak.
Yeah, and
that's how crazy this is this year.
And the Vikings had the second longest win streak until they lost to Denver on Sunday.
Yeah.
But we're such an overreaction society when it comes to the NFL game, right? Because week two, they get smashed 70-20, and we think it's all over. Well, I thought it was over for Russell Wilson and for Sean Payton running that show, but. But what they've done well, though, is that defense has played better football. Where they're getting to the quarterback now. And what Sean Payton has done was that he's gone off his rigid approach and said, let me cater to Russell's strengths, which is to improvise in the pocket, buy himself time, and get that ball to his playmakers, which he's done much better now than before. Now, the question is for this Bronco team as they go into their final six games left in the regular season is, can Russell Wilson maintain this? Because remember, Gabe, In his last few years, he's broken down. He's had some terrible stats with the Seahawks and with the Broncos last year in the months of late November going to December. So what type of rush will we get now going to the final 6 weeks of the season? And if they do come away with another victory game, they put themselves firmly in that playoff race because, remember, they had the tiebreaker over the Buffalo Bills. They sell the Raiders left on the schedule towards the end of December, and they do have a chance to move up in the ladder here and get in maybe as a 9, if not 10-1 team if things fall into place for them.
So we've got Thanksgiving, Green Bay Packers, Detroit Lions, Washington Commanders, Dallas Cowboys, and the San Francisco 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks. The middle game is the game that's sort of the, you know what I mean? You know, Packers, Lions, hey, let's see, the Lions are good, let's see this, you know, and plus, you know, from a betting standpoint, it's 7.5 points. It's an interesting betting angle and an interesting game to bet on, so people are going to be intrigued about that. Listen, the Cowboys are popular, so people are going to watch the game. I get it, and of course, it was announced Jimmy Johnson's going to get under the Ring of Honor. And, well, what did Jerry Jones tell him?
2030.
Yeah, he said... You say 2033.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
You say 1923. Yeah. And then Jim's like, oh, no, 2023, right? Yeah. Yeah. 2023, December 30th.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of confusion. But yeah, Jimmy Johnson will be going in finally, like obviously long overdue. But the Cowboys are pretty good at destroying bad teams. And I don't know. The Commanders are also weird, though, right? I mean, they're terrible. And yeah, look what they did against the Eagles twice this year. Like they, you know what I mean? Like, so once in a while in these division games, they'll show up. But I got to believe this is the end for Ron Rivera. He's going to have time to spend time on a boat. He could be Riverboat Ron for real. He can go on a cruise and gamble on a cruise because it's over. Like, you got a new owner there and stuff, but the same crap, the same stuff. These guys don't even have hot water after their game. Right, I mean, it's just this franchise is just always a disaster. But hard to get in front of the Cowboys here. And you get San Francisco and Seattle, in which this game, San Francisco, we're starting to put it together in people's minds a little bit right now and getting things back on track. Brock Purdy, you know, whatever, had a near-perfect game from a QBR rating. I think it was actually perfect. But now they get the Seattle Seahawks. The question is, will it be Geno Smith? Will it be Drew Locke? I'm not sure there's that much of a difference, to be honest. And that's not to disrespect Geno Smith, because I think Geno is okay. But I think Drew Locke is better than people realize. I don't think there's a big difference between Geno Smith and Drew Locke, to be honest. But what do you think about this football game? The Niners are 6.5-point favorites.
Yeah, I think that's the right spread, right point spread. Drew Locke, if you remember, Gabe, when they acquired him for Russell Wilson, they thought he would be the number one quarterback in Seattle, not Geno Smith right now. And I just think in this situation, the key for the Seahawks will be the running game. Charbonnet and Kenneth Walker, they have to carry the load. Because when you watch that fourth quarter against the Rams on Sunday, when Drew Locke was in the game, he had some terrible throws. I mean, and that's just a lack of first-team reps with his receiving corps to have that comfort level going forward here. And if Drew Locke is going to play on a short week, you got Chase Young, you got Nick Bosa coming off the edges, and Javon Hargrave up the middle. Eric Armstrong up the middle. I mean, that is a ferocious pantheon of pass rushers to look at if you're the Seahawks front five. So it's going to be on that running game. And they got to put Drew Locke and whoever might be the quarterback in the position to make simple throws and get to the pass catchers. Because, Gabe, Seattle has playmakers. But the question for them, though, is can they be more consistent at that quarterback position, which has been lacking for them this year? Because in reality, Gabe, they could easily be 8-2 than what their current record has indicated so far this season, because they lost twice to the Rams already.
The Seattle Seahawks are in trouble moving forward, like a lot of other teams. Like the schedule in the National Football League, like I said, from a fan standpoint, it almost looks like what the Big Ten schedule is going to be like next year, where every Saturday there's going to be like 3 or 4 massive games that feel like games of the year type of deal. We went over the Eagles schedule. The Buffalo Bills schedule is killer. And this is the Seattle Seahawks schedule. So they host San Francisco on Thursday. Then next Thursday, they're at Dallas. They're playing back-to-back Thursday games. So they get an NBC game on Thursday. Then they get an Amazon game the following week. So it's versus San Francisco at Dallas. Then they go to...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
San Francisco. So, in other words, their next three games against the San Francisco 49ers twice and the Dallas Cowboys. And then, after that, they host the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't see how the wheels don't fall off like Lando Norris.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, a broken clock is right twice a day. And we've hit a couple of winners on the way out. If you were with us earlier, I said, you know what, probably 3-1, 4-1 Vancouver. They end up winning 3-1. We hit the in-game unders. We hit the Canucks minus 1.5. We hit that prop. Canucks to win the regulation. And both teams not to score three goals. So that was a good run in the Vancouver Canuck game. We backdoored the NBA game. And now we're in overtime with the Calgary Flames and the Seattle Kraken. We're on the Kraken. We're tied at 3. We're in overtime. There's like, 2:22 left in overtime. So nobody scores. We'll be going to a shootout. For the record, I usually lose shootouts from a betting perspective, but things are going pretty well. So why? Let's not be negative about it. Let's see what happens here. But we are on the Kraken. We're kicking with Mo Khan. Time flying by. A lot of stuff I want to get to here. I want to get to the rivalry week as far as college football is concerned, but we got the Black Friday game. Dolphins and Jets, it should be noted. The Zach Wilson era has most likely come to an end unless Boyle really, really is bad. And they have no choice but to go back to Wilson down the road. But Boyle will be the starting quarterback on Friday. The Jets are getting 9.5 points against the Dolphins. We should note that that's always been a weird rivalry, though. Weird things have happened when these teams play each other. And Calgary have just scored. So we don't have to worry about the penalty shots and the shootout. They just won anyways. 4-3, Calgary wins in overtime. Okay, so the big games this week. We're kicking it with Mo Khan. Big games this week. We've got the Jacksonville Jags at the Houston Texans. The Jags are 1-point favorites in Houston. This is massive. Total is 48.5. We've got the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals. Big game for both of those teams. The Buffalo Bills and the Philadelphia Eagles. You want a flashy matchup? We got another one here. That game's at 4:25 Eastern time. The Bills are 3.5-point underdogs against the Philadelphia Eagles. The total is 48. The Chiefs coming off the loss tonight are like 9.5 in Las Vegas at Allegiant, where the Super Bowl is going to be. Total's 44. the Chargers, Staley's job is going to be on the line here for real soon. They're getting 4 points in this game. That's Sunday night football. And the Bears and the Vikings, unfortunately, is the Monday nighter this week. But what do you think about the Eagles coming off this win? Do you think they go back-to-back and beat the Bills, or can the Bills step up and beat a good team?
The question is, Gabe, which Buffalo Bills team will we see? I mean, you think about the Bills schedule for the remainder, I believe, they're all in key window games, right? Either primetime or late afternoon games, pretty much. But my question for the Buffalo Bills is that how will they react coming off an emotional win against the Jets, right? You're playing a physical Eagle defense, and physicality has not been the forte of the Bills' offensive line this year. So can you contain that pass rush? Can you contain Jalen Cutter, who's been a man-child blowing up the middle of the O-line of opposing offenses this year? If you can't contain Jalen Carter, this opens up for the pass rush edges to come off and this blow-up quarterback. So I just think that's going to be the key for the Buffalo Bills, is that pass protection for Josh Allen. And we saw tonight, Gabe, in Kansas City, Mahomes was uncomfortable the entire time. If Allen's going to be uncomfortable and he throws that ball up in the air, you talk about this Eagles secondary. They reloaded with Bayard on the back end here. They can pilfer a couple of passes. So I think the Eagles have the edge coming to this football game. But it's going to be the Buffalo Bills O-line that wins in that matchup.
Yeah, the physicality could be a problem. It's one thing to bully the New York. Listen, the Jets are a pretty physical team, but it's easier to do when you're terrorizing Zach Wilson at the quarterback position than Jalen Hurts. This is it for the Bills. Like, this game, if they lose this game, it doesn't eliminate them from the playoffs. But at some point, they need to turn the corner, right? At some point, it's not enough to lose all the time. They lose the big game, and then it's like, okay, we'll beat the Giants, and we'll get back on track. We'll beat the Commanders. Like, they've been saved by this. But then, you know, they cough that Denver game could come back to really be the one. But they haven't won a big game since the Miami game, right? That was a heavily hyped game, and they smoked the Dolphins. Since then, they've been bad. Let's just call it out for what it is. Maybe they got a little confidence back, but they're going to need Josh Allen at his best, bro. Right? They're going to need Diggs at his best here. And as you stated, they're going to need their defense to step up. And I don't know about their secondary. It could be a problem for them, but they are capable of doing it. What's your pick for the game?
I got the Eagles, because the one-on-ones, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, those are problems. And the Bills don't have the horsepower in the back end of their defense to keep up with those guys. And even though Philadelphia's down guys with the tight end position being weakened right now, look at Swift. DeAndre Swift coming out of the backfield. I mean, he's a Swiss Army knife for the Eagles' offense. And if he gets that one-on-one matchup with those linebackers, it's game over. So I just think for Brian Johnson, the OC of the Eagles, if he can come up with a proper game plan, and think about this game, right? Buffalo's offense has underachieved, as we know. But the Eagles' offense has also underachieved. So they're still a work in progress. And if they get this going the right direction, man, the final 6 weeks could be a diving board for the Eagles to get themselves ready and with that piece of machinery they have with their offense to get going the right direction with the playoffs not too far away now.
Mo Khan kicking with us. All right, let's get to college football. What a great week of football that we have, man, all week. There's football games tomorrow night, too, in the Sun Belt, actually. Or, excuse me, in the MAC, our final action. Our final action. Let me see as far as the MAC. This is it. The run of football games on every day is over. So, my bad, yeah, MAC, no Sun Belt. Bowling Green, Western Michigan, Eastern Michigan, and Buffalo. Then there's no college football on Wednesday. So, yeah, the run is done. Then you got Mississippi, the Egg Bowl, Mississippi and Mississippi State on Thursday night. Friday, we've got there's a bunch of games Friday. Iowa, Nebraska at noon Eastern. Memphis and Temple. Miami, Florida, Boston College. Ohio, Akron. TCU, Oklahoma. Toledo, Central Michigan. The real big one, actually, on you got Texas Tech on Friday night against Texas.
That's a fun one. That's going to be a good one.
That's a big one. And obviously, you've got the last ever Civil War, even though I don't think they call it that anymore, but whatever. The Beavers and the Ducks, right? That's as big as it gets as well. And then from what I hear, there's a game Saturday at noon Eastern time that's actually of pretty big importance. The Michigan Wolverines and the Ohio State Buckeyes. Michigan are 3.5-point favorites in the game. The total is 46. Michigan, of course, have beaten them the last 2 years. I brought up earlier, Mo, before you joined us, about earlier in the season, we saw Ohio State's offense was a lot like Kansas City, was challenged. All right, and they were getting by because of their defense, and they were winning those 14-10 style games against Notre Dame and Penn State. And they kept getting saved. Marvin Harrison, McCord would find them, and it'd be a big catch here, a big catch there, and didn't feel sustainable. But now they've got Henderson back healthy in the backfield, and it's been a big difference, right? I mean, he's a scary running back when he's healthy, but he's always been hurt over the last couple of years. But the last three weeks, they've dialed it up their ground game. Ohio State are playing their best football right now. Like, they are starting to peak at the right time going into this Michigan game. They are loaded with talent. Michigan have kind of been on cruise control for the most part. I know they got the win against Penn State. Yeah. I think Ohio State have a massive chip on their shoulder here. This is a dangerous game for Michigan, man. And, you know, Michigan are 3.5-point favorites here. And, oh, yeah, they won't have Harbaugh on the sideline. Who do you like in this game?
I like Michigan. And Gabe, you know, when we look at the CFB for tomorrow, I will be curious to see where they rank Michigan going in. Because I believe that FSU is teetering towards being on the exit now and having Oregon jump in, or maybe Washington jump in at the number 4 spot. So I think for Ohio State, if they were to lose, say, last-second field goal at the buzzer, they might stick at 3, probably 4, and FSU probably drops out no matter what they do against Florida, because I think FSU now, with no Jordan Travis, is going to hurt them immensely. And I think the committee is going to say we need to get a proper team with a quarterback in there. So one of those Pac-12 teams will jump up in there. But I just think for Michigan, if they do beat Ohio State
at home,
they
will now.
They will,
you're
yeah.
right. They will now. They but the thing to. Is, you can't punish a team because their quarterback's gone. Like, if they don't lose, you can't punish them. Like, basically, right, if FSU slip up, they're done, point blank. There's no disputing it. If FSU run the table, they're making the playoffs.
But they're not going to run the table, though. Gabe, let's say for all intents and purposes, they get in as the 4th team. They're going to get smashed by Georgia or Michigan as whoever the 1 seed will be. That's a fact. Okay, so
I won't dispute it, but at the same point in time, the committee's not going to screw a 13-0 team, like, especially a big time team. You can't screw everybody else because one kid. You've got to line them up. Now, stuff can happen before we get there. I hear what you're saying, but listen, there's too much stuff to start worrying about the playoff yet. Even though saying that going into the last week, because so much can happen in the conference championship games too. You're going to have Alabama and Georgia. Yeah. You're going to have Oregon versus Washington. Like, there's going to be all these real things that could happen and really be cosmic shifts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they see, next weekend for conference titles, Friday, Saturday, that's where we're going to have the fun, right? The Big 12, the Pac-12, and the SEC. And I think in this game,
yeah, this is the Big Ten championship.
Right? Yeah. But if Michigan does beat Ohio State, I think Michigan will be your one going towards next weekend's championship games that will happen. And if Ohio State does win, I think they will jump up to that one spot because, again, the body work for Ohio State, even though Notre Dame has kind of conquered out here, even Penn State too, Ohio State's gone perhaps on the road to beat another top 10 team at the time in Michigan. If they do that, Gabe, Ohio State might get back into that number 1 spot, if not for sure the number 2 spot going towards next weekend.
All right, so Montreal is the place to be this week. An epic comeback in the Grey Cup Championship game. People saw it at the halftime show tonight. Chris Berman showing some love, but just another epic Grey Cup game. And I believed in the Alouettes all year long, actually. I bet on them almost on a weekly basis, and I did not believe in them going into the game. I thought, you know what, Winnipeg blew the Grey Cup Championship last year. They won't take Montreal for granted. And look, it's 17-7. They're seemingly in control, but, you know, like, really? And, oh, you know, players always say the same thing after. Nobody believed in us, and, you know, we were underdog and all that type stuff. Everybody says that. Alabama says that. Saban says that. Right? No, nobody believed in us. Shut up. Like, you're Alabama. People believe in you. But it is true. Like, nobody wanted Cody Fajardo, right? People thought Jason Moss. People in Edmonton think Jason Moss is, like, can't coach and, like, is coolest and Danny Machocha doesn't know what he's doing. And I could go on and on. They really were a collection of guys that nobody wanted that came together.
Yeah, they're a collection of misfits, outcasts, guys that were discarded by teams. I think the fortune changed them, Gabe, when they brought in Sean Lemon, Darnell Sankey, who won an XFL title about like 4 months ago in the Rock League. So I just think that they all came together. I think the turning point was when Kolaros threw that red zone INT when he had Kenny Lawler open and was picked off by Ento. And that changed the whole diagram of that football game, and Montreal didn't look back. And I think that kind of spooked Kolaros in the Winnipeg offense. And look, kudos to Montreal. They played well. They peaked at the right time. Defense played out very well. And that's why, with them becoming now the new villains of the CFL, this becomes must-see TV next year on how they were after the football game being questionable or questioning the league and their lack of bilingual signs because there was no French representation at the Grey Cup in Hamilton this past weekend.
And you wouldn't think of Montreal being a place where there's a NCAA college basketball tournament, but we'll let you know about that on the way out with Mo on the other side.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
But there is this week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're into the three-minute warning right now. Once again, thanks to everybody that we hooked up with this week in Las Vegas, Nevada. A bunch of regular listeners. Our boy Leg Show was in the house. That was super cool to hook up with Leg Show. It's always cool to meet people that we see in the chat. We're out of time, but there was a ton of people. Shout out to Craig as well. All kinds of dudes. But Derek Stevens down at the Circa. If you're in Vegas, check it out. It's an awesome spot to watch some football. So I brought it up. We got a bunch of college basketball tournaments going on. We're on UCLA and the over in this game, over 136.5 in game. But Bowling Green, Canisius, Lipscomb, Wolford, Western Kentucky, and UNC Asheville, the Northern Classic this week, Mo. Just a couple of more games to bet on this Thanksgiving weekend. I know this is the second edition of the Northern Classic. Good stuff. There's been buzz. Adam Silver brought it up about a potential expansion team in Montreal. This is just all part of building basketball and the culture of basketball. Hosting an NCAA tournament is a great idea. I know it was a success last year. I'll have my eyes on these games, Mo, and I'll be betting these games.
Yeah, I look forward to calling all nine games this weekend. And all these teams, I think two of them can definitely be on the radar of tournament time in March. We're talking March Madness now in late November here. And the team I'm watching out for is Western Kentucky, what they can do. They had a pretty good run in the first couple games of the season here, and they could be tournament bound with what they've built up through the transfer portal and what they have currently in the roster.
Great stuff, Mo. For the record, right now UCLA are up 45-42 in this game. 45-42. The in-game total is 133.5, if you want to jump in on this. They're not really fouling each other that much. That's why there hasn't been many points. They only scored 22 points in the second half, but you got to believe that the fouls are going to start to come We've got UCLA plus 2.5 at over 136.5, 45-42 Bruins right now with 12 minutes left. Always great with Mo Khan. Thanks to all of our guests that joined us this evening. We'll be rocking it all week long, and we will be on. Special program note, although we're going to be starting earlier. We're going to be on at 8 o'clock Eastern Thursday and Friday. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.